Young man, what are you doing?
Playing with Flipper.
Flipper?
Yeah, he's a dolphin. My pet.
Pet?
Sure.
You've made that beautiful free-swimming soul into a pet.
Is there anything the matter?
Well, nothing, I guess. As long as you don't keep him confined.
Well, he stays in his pen once in a while, when I ask him.
He does?
Sure. He does most anything I ask him. That's what makes him such a wonderful pet.
Oh, you young man, you're like all the rest. You think everything that lives was put on this earth just to be made into pets for your own pleasure. And then you give them ridiculous names like,
Flipper?
Flipper. You pamper them. You buy their friendship by feeding them till they no longer have any self-respect, and then they die. Oh, that stately sea rover was not put on this earth to be your pet. And furthermore, I'm going to see that something is done about it.
When I was doing bad in school. But you could be a relative, couldn't you? You know, you look pretty hungry. I've got some nice fresh fruit at the house if you want some. Come on. But I can't keep you. Because you see, I have a pet skunk named Stinky. But that would make me give him away if I had to keep you. But I don't think that would mind too much if you just came to the house for a square meal.
Bud?
Yeah, Dad?
Bud, there's somebody I want you to meet. Where did you get that raccoon?
Oh, I found him in the woods. He looked so hungry, I figured I'd take him home for a nice square meal.
I told you not to bring any more animals into this house. Now, after he's fed, I want you to send him right on his way.
I guess you're right, Dad. I knew you wouldn't want him to go hungry.
I'm so glad you're not like that old grouch who...
Now, this is the gentleman I wanted you to meet, Bud. This is the new inspector for Parks and Recreation, Mr. John W. Gordon. That's my son, Bud.
Hi.
Hello, Bud. I think we've met.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gordon's going to be staying with us as a house guest.
For how long?
A couple days. He's down here to inspect the park. He's here to see that everything is A-OK in the park, and if it isn't, well, he'll transfer me to someplace like, what, Central Park in New York City?
Oh, I'm sorry about what I said today, Inspector.
All right, Bud.
As you can see, Bud's rather fond of animals. In fact, if I don't keep my eye on them, the house will be full of them.
What about that dolphin, Flipper?
Oh, Flipper. Well, that's something else. Flipper is really sort of a member of the family.
Hi.
It's my other son, Sandy. Hi.
What's that?
Oh, that's Pete. He's our pet pelican.
Mr. Ricks, what are you running here, a park or the corner pet shop?
Look, Inspector, this isn't a city, it's a park, and there are a lot of animals around here. Now, I think it's a good idea for my son to have pets, but maybe you're right. I think you can carry a good thing too far.
Sandy, I want you to take Pete outside and then fix the screen door like I told you. And Bud, take that raccoon out in the woods where he belongs and then come back and wash up for dinner. Go on.
Listen, Flipper. Me and you gotta have a talk. We have this new visitor named Inspector Gordon. And he doesn't like pets. In fact, if I don't take this raccoon back to the woods, he'll fire Dad and send me to reform school. So we just gotta play it cool for a couple of days. If you could, like, make yourself scarce. Just for a few days, Flipper. Please, try and understand. Good boy. There you go, boy.
Enjoys eating out as much as we do.
I think it's a great idea to have a picnic lunch out today, Dad.
Well, I hope so, Sandy. At least they'll give him a chance to get out and take a look around the park.
He even went for a walk.
Oh! Help! Help! Help!
Dad?
Yeah, come on.
Help! Help!
What is it, Bud?
I didn't do anything honest, Dad.
Help! Help!
Sandy, get Pete and get him out in the park right now. Inspector, I'm sorry about this. Pelicans usually aren't aggressive. He must have been frightened or something. We're preparing a picnic lunch, and we'll take you out in the park and... maybe you'll get a better idea of what we're doing here, all right? Meet us down at the beach. Come on, Bud. This mess.
Come and get me.
Oh,
guess I forgot to tell you about Stinky.
Stinky?
It's all right, Inspector. It's a pet.
Inspector Gordon, Dad.
What?
Yeah, Dad. It isn't our fault the raccoon keeps coming back.
Oh, try and explain that to Inspector Gordon. Where is he anyway?
He went out fishing at dawn.
Dad, how many more days are we going to have to walk on eggshells?
Sandy, two more days and stop worrying.
You're worried, aren't you?
No, not really.
We could have you and all of us transferred away from here.
Yes. Chief Inspector can have any ranger transferred he doesn't think is doing a good job.
He could even have you fired, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could do that, too.
All because of us and our pets. Flipper, Stinky, Pete, even the raccoon. They want to be our pets. If it wasn't for you, that pelican with the broken wing, he'd be dead by now.
That's right, Dad.
How's a pelican with one wing going to make a living, I ask you? Well, if you ask me, that Inspector, he's just mean. He doesn't love animals. He's just a big grump to us kids.
Now, look, bud. The reason he doesn't love animals is that he doesn't understand them. Now, I told you, he's just been appointed. And he is a bachelor. And never having had any boys, he doesn't understand them either. Okay? End of speech. Now, come on. I've got a full day's work here. Let's go.
Flipper, is that who you are? I suppose you're trying to thank me for setting you free. Trying to make a pet out of a wild animal like that. Some people.
Inside the park.
Inside the park? Wouldn't that be neat if we could get something on him?
No, that's not very likely. You can bet he's anchored outside the park.
Can't we just have a look anyway?
We'll go over and say good morning, and it'll give you a good chance to apologize, bud.
Apologize for what? What did I do?
It's not what you did, it's what you didn't do. Like not keeping that raccoon away from the house. Inspector.
Well, morning, Mr. Ricks. Bud, Sandy.
Catch anything?
Oh, I got three jacks.
Good.
We got some whitefish, but they got away. Not sure I got the right hooks here.
Well, I'll take a look at them for you.
Bud has something he wants to tell you, Inspector. Bud? Bud, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. I guess I was thinking.
Thinking? What brought that on?
Bud, the inspector's waiting.
Waiting? For what?
You were going to tell him something, remember?
Oh, you mean about the raccoon that followed me home because he needed a friend?
In other words, you're not sorry at all.
Huh.
Mr. Ricks, if you can't control your own son, maybe this job is too big for you. Perhaps you should be in a small park in a big city where all you have to do is watch the grass grow.
Look, Inspector, I can take care of my boys. And as far as this park is concerned, the record speaks for itself. If you want to continue fishing, I'll take a look at those hooks for you.
Come here, Flipper, come here. Now listen, I want you to take that anchor and put it in the park, okay?
Bud!
Inspector, I'll catch you some whitefish.
Dad?
Yeah?
How come you're letting the inspector fish illegally in the park when you're so strict about other people breaking the rules?
What are you talking about, Bud?
Illegally? A young man, I think I've had enough out of you that I can take.
Well, look.
But that's ridiculous. Now, that anchor must have drifted.
I'm sorry, Inspector. There's not enough current to drag that anchor. Now, I know I should have looked, but I thought you of all people, would have checked the rules.
Maybe I'm the one they should send to that small park in a big city. Well, I could have sworn I checked that anchor.
Dad?
Hmm? Never mind. Sorry, Inspector. I've been looking for you.
Well, hi, Dad. I'm sorry I'm late for dinner. I was helping Rusty Hart with his math.
Uh-huh.
Sure hope he doesn't flunk this time. Oh, get off.
Dinner isn't for 2 hours, Bud. And if I recall correctly, Rusty Hart was helping you with your math.
Well, that was last year. Wait, look, now, will you stop?
We'll talk about your failing memory later. Right now, I want you to march right into that house and tell the inspector that you're sorry that you moved that anchor. And this time, I mean really sorry.
You snitched, eh, Sandy?
Look, if Sandy hadn't told me and I'd found out, I would have been a very unhappy father, Bud. This way, I know at least I have one honest son.
But, Dad, how am I going to explain it to the inspector?
It's up to you.
Maybe I should have told you that he meant well.
Look, Sandy, Bud knew what he was doing was wrong. And it's just about time that he learned that he can't have things his own way.
Come in if you must.
I'm sorry.
Like you were sorry about the raccoon, I suppose. And then you turned around and perpetrated a much more serious misdemeanor.
Well, I wasn't really sorry about the raccoon, but I am about telling Flipper to take your anchor.
Well, the damage is done in any case. I have it all down in my report.
Mr. Gordon, I'm sure you know all about park rules and laws, and you may have even written an encyclopedia, but you don't know beans about kids or pets.
Well.
Dad said try and understand the inspector. He hasn't got any kids or anything. Sure, I tried, but you didn't give me an even shake.
Go on.
Well, take Flipper. He wants to be our pet. That's why he obeyed me when I told him to move your anchor. Or Pete the Pelican. He came here because he wanted us to fix that wing of his. And the skunk. He was half starved when I found him. And the raccoon. He followed me because he likes me and he needed a friend.
But I never thought of it that way.
Hey, maybe you could get a pet too. Like a dog or a cat. And work your way up from there.
Hey, maybe you've got something there. You think an animal would, take to me?
Sure.
I'll try it, Bud. And you know something? I think you've helped me to understand boys a lot better.
Yeah?
Yes. Some of them are born con artists.
Danny, Bud, come on up here. The inspector's leaving.
So long, boys. It's been a most enlightening visit.
Hurry back.
With my schedule, I probably won't make it for a year or so.
That's all right. See you then.
How about those animals? Subconsciously, I may have had it in for them.
Oh, why?
I may have had a grudge against them. You see, in college, one gave me a cheerleader's knee.
Cheerleader's knee?
I was leading a cheer for the Terrapins, and I stumbled over the mascot. I threw out my knee, and, well, until today, anyhow, with animals, I've always had problems, you know. Hey, where's Stinky?
No, that's not Stinky.
Oh!
You all right?
No, my knee, it went out again.
Here, let me get you into the car.
No. You better carry me. Back into the house.
The house? What for?
It usually takes me a week to get over one of these. Meanwhile, I'm completely incapacitated.
Wouldn't you know it? Of all the luck. I guess you're right, Flipper. The inspector isn't really such a bad guy. But all you need is a little talking to once in a while.
Lying there under the